This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got a great guest today. We've got Dr. Buck Joffrey, who is an accomplished physician, entrepreneur, asset manager. He's got a great podcast as well. And he is passionate about talking about wealth formula, and he hosts the popular Wealth Formula podcast. He actually went from being broke to actually having a investment of a figure net worth. Welcome to the program today, Dr. Buck.
Thank you.
I mean, you advocate entrepreneurship or investing in hard assets, provide cash flow, more reliable ways to approaching personal finance. Tell me some solid recommendations on how you do that.
Well, listen, the first thing I will tell you is, you know, like everybody who is a real asset investor, there's some things I will tell you. First, I only invest in things that that I understand and that people need. So obviously that brings, you know, apartment buildings and real estate in general, that keeps it in play. So I'm heavy into real estate. Now I also keep in mind Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, so I'm not out there buying office buildings and things like that. I like to invest in B and C class apartment buildings, meaning working class apartment buildings, right? That's where people got to live. Millennials aren't even buying houses anymore. Right. So I like to also invest in, you know, I also keep some money in precious metals. Why? Because an ounce of gold today might buy you a fancy suit, and an ounce of gold in Roman times would buy you a fancy toga. That's why. Because there is something about real assets that creates ongoing wealth. And if you look at some of the, you know, the most wealthy families in Europe, and we talk about America, we've only been around for, you know, not that long, but you've got in Europe, you've got these families that have been, you know, wealthy for 1,000 years, and it's because they own stuff.
Right.
You know, in 2008, we saw, you know, what do we see? Like $3 trillion of quote unquote assets evaporate over just 30 days. That's not real. If an asset can evaporate, it's not real.
Right. So,
unless it's oil, I guess,
right.
And you're burning. Which I do like energy investments as well, obviously. So.
Okay. That's a different risk, though.
Yeah, it is and it isn't. I also like, you know, to invest in things that are tax advantageous, you know? I mean, so at any rate, things that I understand, things that people need. They need to live somewhere. They need energy. You know, there are a variety of things like that that I advocate.
Hey, it's Derek Champagne. If your business right now during this crisis is concerned about your revenue streams, your existing customers, new opportunities, I want to encourage you to go to crisismarketingtoolkit.com.